Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Christmas morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. Our reading today is taken from Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, and the talk is by our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled The Christmas Gift, Joy.
The reading today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22, starting at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. I definitely need, I can't read anymore. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." I'm just going to concentrate on that line, the angel saying to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid," that he is bringing good news, something about joy, something that will cause great joy for all the people. And this message was given at a time of anxiety and stress for the people that lived in the land. They were living under occupation, the Romans' occupation. They didn't own the land anymore, although it was their land. They had to pay heavy taxes, and they were ruled by people of different faith and belief systems and values. And life was hard for them, very hard indeed. And yet, this angel appears to shepherds who had a hard life, very hard, who usually were kind of excluded from the normal life in that time. And he says, "I bring you good news." Just before that, to make sure they don't run away, he says, "Don't be afraid, stay here." And then he says, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." So the message of Christmas is good news. It's not bad news. It's joy, great joy. And it's for everyone, everywhere, throughout history. So can we as Christians be a people of joy and hope in the midst of the challenges of today? Is this message for us too? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news in your circumstances, in the challenges of your life, something that will cause great joy for you too, as you are included in all the people. Is this joy for the world, for us today too? Or is it not hypocritical in light of the kind of news we have all around us at the moment. If you go on the BBC website, which I go too often, I must admit, the four kind of top subjects, the kind of that you can click on, are cost of living, war in Ukraine, coronavirus, and climate. Does it ring a bell? Although it has faded somehow, it's still the top, one of the top news, the COVID-19. And all many of us have kind of felt not just COVID-19 this time, the last few weeks, but if you have children or yourself, you feel that there are all kind of viruses and cold going around that makes our life difficult. What about the cost of living? The price of fuel, gas, electricity, and food. Interest rate that's going up. And the unseen inflation leading to unrest and discontent with our salaries. That's not catching up. And what about the war in Ukraine? I'm going to move that. There we go. Cost of living. The war in Ukraine. February the 24th, Russia invading Ukraine has led to millions of people being displaced. And some are in this church, some have contact here, people who used to be in that beautiful countries but can't anymore and had to flee. Tens of thousands of soldiers killed or injured on both sides, and many casualties, civilians casualties too. And what about our climate? Says that this summer was Europe's worst drought in 500 years. And we know a little bit of that with records of temperature in England this summer, over 40 degrees Celsius. What about the floods in Pakistan in June, from June to August? And of course, also this year, we mourned the death of Queen Elizabeth II after 70 years of reign. But we also mourn the death of many dear friends here at St. James. And today we think especially to Ed's family following the death of your dad. So what does good news and great joy mean to you and me today in light of the world's reality and its challenges? But also, what does it mean in light of my own reality? The challenges, the difficulties, the physical and emotional pains I, you experience. The trials that feels impossible to navigate. The days marked by chronic illness, of physical or emotional, that takes its toll on our well-being. Because the truth is, even as Christians, most of us will deal with some form of trial on a regular basis. Whether it's in our marriage, with our children, at work, with health, in our community. Sometimes they loom large, and other times they pester us like a biting fly. Maybe we can start learning something from Mother Teresa, who learned to serve the poorest of the poor and experienced the reality of a broken world on a daily basis, and yet spoke often of joy. How? Well, an article was written and it was entitled Mother Teresa and the Pain of Joy. He says Mother Teresa left happiness to find joy. Because the difference between happiness and joy is that happiness avoids suffering. Happiness is linked to your circumstances. Where everything goes well, you feel happy. And when it's challenging, you think, what's going on? And happiness kind of leaves. But joy is something much deeper. It's linked with hope. To say that Mother Teresa left happiness to find joy means that she went towards suffering in hope. She was fully engaged in a broken world because she knew that this birth of Jesus changed everything. God was starting a new kind of work, a redemption from within, a rescue from within, and he kind of calls us in into that work of renewal and change. Choosing joy is not an escape from a suffering world, but a full and faithful engagement with a suffering world in hope. And is that not what the story of Christmas is? God coming to us in a broken world. And when he came to a poor family, a normal family. He knows what it means to be a refugee. He had to escape the danger of the mighty. He knows what it means to be born in danger. He was born in the poorest of the conditions. There was no room for him. You might not know that, but the person who wrote that famous carol, Joy to the World, is called Isaac Watts, and he struggled with mental illness all his life. And yet, he wrote those amazing words, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing." Joy comes from fixing our eyes, not on our circumstances, on what we have or do not have, on the people that makes our life difficult, but when we learn to fix our eyes on God, on who he is, on what he says about himself in and through Jesus, and what he does now for us and with us. At the heart of the Christmas joy is Jesus, the hope of this world. His birth, his words, his action, and ultimately his death and the truth of his resurrection. So joy to the world, the Lord is come. And joy to you, the Lord is come to you too. He is with you. He knows you by name. He says, "You are mine. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." Circumstances might not change, but his presence is real. He is with you. And so let earth receive her king. Let you, in your circumstance, receive him afresh in this season of Christmas. Let every heart, including mine, prepare him room. And so, because it's Christmas, let me finish with a poem that expressed something of that joy, the joy of God's coming among us. It's a poem we did at the crib service, and it's a nice way to look back at that account of Jesus. So what is the point of angels and shepherds and camels and stars, you say? It is just a nice story to tell to the children to celebrate Christmas Day. It's not just a story. It's not just for kids. It's the hinge on which history swings. That Bethlehem baby grew into a man who challenged all powers and kings. He taught us that love is better than hate, that serving beats being in charge. He showed us the value of each human life, the little as well as the large. And then on a cross, he died for that dream, died to take all our wrongs away, and walked 3 days later, right out of his tomb, to turn this dark night to day. And this is the good news the angel proclaimed, the heart of all Jesus would do. A new life for now, a new life forever. That is Christmas present to you.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.